Hello there, GWA. I was scrolling through the post today and ran across this questions for women tag challenge questionnaire, whatever. And if you peek at my audios, you'll know that I like doing questionnaires. So I thought this would be fun. Don't know how long this is gonna be, but with me talking, it might be like an hour. I don't know. Once I get talking, I tend to ramble. But anyway, first part says, would you fuck yourself with it? And I have things listed. I kind of skimmed the list, and most of them are no. So, spoiler alert. But I'll go through them all anyway. First one is small plastic bottle. No. For some reason, when I hear small plastic bottle, I think of like the bottle for hand sanitizer. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I think of that shape bottle, but I think of that and also hand sanitizer. And it, no thanks. Would not want any of that near my junk. Next is a yummy carrot. No. I don't think that would feel good. And also, it might break. And then there's an embarrassing trip to the hospital. A brush handle. Probably not. Brushes usually have seams on them in the plastic. That would not be comfortable. A pen or Sharpie. Definitely not a pen. Maybe a Sharpie. Way like years and years ago, when I was still a virgin, I think I used a Sharpie. A Sharpie or like a marker or something like that. Just 'cause I was curious, and it didn't even feel good. So, yeah, that was a thing. The water from a shower head. I think I've tried that before. Well, I had one of those like removable shower heads, like with the hose part that you can move. Because otherwise it'd be kind of tricky to get in position. But I think I've tried it before and it felt okay. Like, I don't think it would have. Like, I felt like I would have been there for like 30 minutes trying to get off. It wasn't, I guess it wasn't powerful enough. I don't know. It just would not have gotten me there anytime soon. A warm or cold cucumber? No, but I have this irrational nervousness whenever I buy cucumbers or I guess zucchini. Squash, like any phallic shaped vegetables like that. Like, I feel like I shouldn't take a long time checking them and trying to pick one, 'cause I feel like people are gonna be like, "Oh, you know what she's doing with that." When that's not the case. I just want one that's like not bruised, 'cause I want to eat it. So whenever I get a cucumber or am going through the little basket of cucumbers about to pick one, I feel like I need to hurry up and not be too critical because I think people are like looking at me, which I know they probably aren't, but I don't know. I said it's irrational, whatever. a hot dog weenie. I don't see how that would feel good, and also it would probably break, and also I don't want that inside of me. No, I don't even really like hot dogs that much. Like, I used to not be able to eat them at all because my dad told me what they were made of, and it grossed me out for a while when I was younger, and I've kind of gotten over it, but I'm not a huge fan, so yeah, not gonna be playing with that. And I don't think it would be big enough. I mean, that'd be kind of like, hot dog weenies are pretty skinny. Like, what would be the point of that? next is a big yellow banana. No, still gonna be a no. Because I assume you would use, like, the, not the end with, that's attached to the bunch. And even the other end still has that, little hard bit on the bottom. You know what I mean? So that would be scratchy. And no thanks. I'd rather just eat the banana. The harder edge of furniture. I never really thought about that, but I can, I just got the image of like trying to hump a couch arm or something. No. Like, it's so much easier just to use like proper sex toys. I don't see why I would go through the trouble. Broom handle. No. Brooms are dirty. You sweep up things with them, and yeah, like, I know it's just the handle and not the actual, you know, other end, but still, you when was the last time you cleaned your broom? And even if you clean it before you use it, just no. They're usually, they might be made of wood, you know, splinters, no thank you. Ugh, I kind of cringe just thinking about it. Hopefully not wooden baseball bat. I've seen women use baseball bats. Not a fan. Would not want to do that. Flashlight handle. Probably not. For some reason I'm imagining one of those like really big metal heavy flashlights that the security guards have and stuff. I don't know why. Either that or like the plastic ones that have the ridges, and neither one of them would be appealing for that. A teddy bear. I have heard of women, girls using teddy bears, like they hump it or something. I've never tried that and don't think it would work for me. So, you know, Mr. Snuggles is safe. I'm not gonna use it to masturbate with. Neck of a bottle of wine. No, I don't really like wine, so I don't have any in the house. So probably wouldn't. And yeah, just no. Like, and then what if you like used a bottle of champagne or something and then you shook it up too much? Like, no. God, I had to cringe again. And last but not least on the would you fuck yourself with it list is a pillow. Again, like with the teddy bear, I know some women use pillows to like hump them to masturbate. I don't know. I guess I require more than that. It probably would not work for me. I'd just be bored and sweating for no reason. And then probably just use a vibrator. All right, answer the questions. Can you describe the fastest way to make you come? Vibrator. And I mean, if I'm on my own and I'm not trying to prolong things, I suppose. Like if I'm sleepy but I can't get to sleep and I'm just trying to like masturbate so I can go to sleep, then I'd grab my like small clit vibrator and be on my stomach and probably be done in like 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes. So yeah, and that's with multiple orgasms, so pretty easy. What does it feel like to have something inside of you? Like you have something in there. I don't know, it's hard. I've never thought about this. Hard to describe. Good most of the time. Because I mean, to get technical, you only can feel like the first 2 inches. There's only nerve endings on the first 2 inches of the vagina. So, like, you really can't, like, you know it's there, the rest of it, but you can't really feel it unless it's, you know, hitting things deep in there. But it just, I don't know, like it's a full feeling or kind of, I don't know. Awful answer. What does it feel like to have tits to play with? It's awesome. Boobs are awesome. I don't know why. I play with my boobs sometimes. Like, with my nipples, just, like, I won't even be doing anything. I'll just be watching TV. Like, well, I mean, I live by myself, so it's not like I'm in the family room, like, filling myself up, but yeah, I'll, do that sometimes. Or, well, I have piercings, so on occasion I'll, like, check them and, you know, make sure there's, like, no, this is gross, but make sure there's, like, no crusties on them, or, like, just make sure they're tightened and all that kind of stuff, so. Yeah. What does it feel like, or how does it feel when someone else plays with your tits? I like that a little better, because, I mean, I guess if I'm doing it, it's not really a sexual thing. Sometimes I'll just absentmindedly do it because I'm bored. But if somebody else is, and it's kind of like more of a, like a tingly feeling, and, I don't know. It's weird, I guess, because like they're, you know, massaging them and stuff, and I don't know. It feels good. I'm not, someone who, like, gets off on tit play. Well, I mean, it's nice, but that's not my spot. What does it feel like when you are edging? I've only done it a couple times, and it usually is by accident, because, like, if I'm trying to, like, even if I tried to edge, like, I'm probably gonna be like, nope, forget it, and just go ahead and come. Or I'll, like, stop way too early, so it kind of doesn't feel like anything. Like, it's just like, oh, okay, we stopped. So, there's, I guess I can't walk that fine line. It's all or nothing. When you come, how does it feel? Depends. If, like, you're having sex, or if it's just, like, clit stimulation, because they feel different, like, it's kind of a different orgasm, and a lot of women can't even orgasm from, like, just sex, like, or penetration, I should say, and it doesn't have to necessarily be sex, but, well, I don't know, because I don't really like penetration if it's not sex, so I guess it's mostly clitoral stimulation for me. But, like, it's like a wave, I suppose. Or like a ripple effect, I guess. Because it's like the big, you know, crescendo, and then it kind of, like, flows down. Like, I don't know. You kind of calm down. But it's like, I don't know, it's like it twitches. How many times can I say I don't know in this audio? You kind of pulsate, I guess. Yeah, that's a good word, pulsate. Feels good. And then if you're, like, having penetration, it's kind of a, like a squeezing? Or like a, yeah, I guess like a squeezing, and then it's like, well, again, with the pulsating, like, contractions, kind of, I think with the clitoral stimulation, I think the contractions are faster, or they seem to be, well, they can be sometimes, but, they feel good, obviously, but they feel kind of different, but it's hard to describe. Can you tell if it's going to be a lot of cum versus a little? Does this apply to girls? I guess this applies if you're a squirter, which I am, fortunately and unfortunately, to the dismay of my bed sheet sometimes. I mean, you can't really, well, for me, I guess it kind of feels a little different. There's more clenching, I suppose, with the squirting, and then there's the squirting sensation, which feels really good, but it's like a whole extra thing. But well, I guess those, what, the squirting ones are a little different. I guess they'd be bigger orgasm. Well, not really, it's just different. I don't know, it's awesome being a girl. You have like 15 different orgasms. So yeah, I mean, just because, like, if I do come and I don't squirt, because I don't every time, like most of the time I don't, but sometimes you will, they'll kind of sneak up on you. Just if you don't, like, squirt, if you're a squirter, that doesn't mean that it wasn't a big orgasm or that it didn't feel good or anything like that. It just is whatever your body felt like doing at the time, I suppose. Does how hard did you come tell the intensity of the orgasm? I guess so. I mean, I guess they kind of go hand in hand, because I guess you can come, but not, like, it not be a big orgasm and not be very intense. And yeah, I think they're pretty much the same thing. I think intensity and how hard you come. Because I can't really picture coming really, really hard and it being like a small orgasm. So it kind of is the same to me. Are you satisfied after one orgasm, or do you need more? I need bunches, like minimum two. Minimum. Usually more like 3, 4, 5. Well, it depends. Depends on what I'm going for. If I'm trying to get to sleep, I might do like 2 or 3 and just be like, okay, maybe I can go to sleep now. But, you know, if I'm just making a day out of it and I don't have anything else to do, then the sky's the limit. But there probably need to be some sort of breaks after every, like, 3 or 4. Because for me, the more I have in a row, the less intense they get. So, yeah, I guess you gotta recharge your battery a bit. Have you ever tried to play every way you could think of? I don't know really what you mean by that. I mean, usually my go-to is vibrators. I have used, like, fingers and, you know, hands before. It takes too long. Like, I'm not trying to get carpal tunnel. I'm just trying to get to the end goal. So I guess it just depends on what I'm in the mood for that day. Like, what toy I use, I guess. But to me, that's pretty much the only way I would play. Like, I would find whatever toy I wanted that day and just do that. So there's not really much extra stuff that I would try. Yeah. I mean, if I'm by myself, if I'm with someone else, then maybe. What's the strangest thing you've ever fucked yourself with? I guess the marker thing. But that, I wouldn't even call that fucking. I was just curious and young. So, yeah. Added questions. What kind of urges do you feel when you're horny? corny. It's kind of like a... let me think of how to describe it. Like a... almost like an ache. Like... or... like just an intense craving. And it's almost like a... like not a full-blown fire, but like... smoldering, I suppose. Like... like blowing on the embers. You know when there's a fire and the embers are there and like they kind of start dying down, and if you like blow on them then they'll kind of flare up a little bit more. Like it's kind of like that. Like you gotta kind of let it like keep it going or it's gonna kind of fade for me most of the time, unless I'm just having like a weird time and super horny all the time for no reason. Which happens from time to time. It's very distracting. What kind of urges / feelings do you get when you want a man? I assume they mean to sleep with, so it's kind of the same. Like the you know, fire analogy, I suppose. But I guess it's a little different when you want someone else. Because, like, if you're just horny on your own, then, you know, you just probably want to get off. But if you want a particular person, doesn't have to be a man, you know. Everybody's not into guys. Well, I'm not into girls, so I assume this is the same, but I don't know. But, you, for me anyway, you, like, think more about, like, what you want to do with them and to them and want them to do to you versus just, like, this is about all of the things, you know, you want to do and pleasure you'll get from it versus just being like, yeah, I just want to come. I want to have an orgasm. So, yeah. For those who haven't played with their asses, how does it feel compared? Oh, who have played with their asses, how does it feel compared to pussy play? I've not played with my own. Other people have done it. And, I mean, I don't dislike it, I guess. But I don't, like, I would never ask for it. Like, it's not something I crave. So, if, you know, you want to try that, then, and we're doing other things, okay, thanks, that's nice, but, yeah, not really my thing. When you come, how does it feel different to you? When you come, how does it feel different to you to have something in your ass as opposed to when you don't? Oh, I don't know. I mean, only thing I've really had are like fingers, so I don't know, I guess it's just more of a tingly sensation. But how does it feel to have your tits handled versus having your nipples sucked / nibbled? I guess like having a massage and stuff is nice. Having them sucked on is nice too, but I mean, I guess I just really don't get off on nipple sucking because I mean, it kind of tickles, but like it doesn't make me super horny or anything, so I'm just kind of like, okay, this is what we're doing now. Yeah. So I think that's all. I want to scan through the comments real quick and see if there's any more. I don't see any right now. Well, they were already added. So, yeah. That is my women questions thing. Hope you enjoyed. Now you know a little bit more about me and what I'm all about. And and hopefully I'll talk to y'all soon.